was that Mrs. Kennedy achieved on this desperate day something that she had not ever quite achieved in the years she'd been in the White House. That is, a state of love, a state of rapport between her and the people of the country. I mean the sort of people who write their congressmen on tablet paper with pencil. Her behavior from the moment of the shot until I said goodbye to her the other day is to me one of the most memorable things of all. Maybe it's a combination of great breeding, great discipline, great character. I only know it's great. Her behavior and one other thing keep on coming back to me, and that is the contrast with the death of FDR. Because this time there's something much worse about it. There is that sense of shame of the virus of hatred that spread through our land. Shame for America, shame for Texas, but also a determination to help wipe it out. When we got home about 2:40 after that emotionally exhausting few hours, I began to think suddenly of Lindbergh, and I decided, ridiculous as it was, for her to come right up and go right back in just a day or two's time, I was going to call her and ask her to catch a plane and come up here for the president's funeral, because Lindbergh, somehow the difference in their ages, hers and the president's, and the difference in their positions, did somehow get through to her. She simply felt herself as his friend. I remember one time in the back seat of a car on their way somewhere in a big hurry, she told him she had to write a school paper on profiles in courage, and she was getting him to help her compose it. If there was something of a gulf between me and him, there was never anything of a gulf between Lindbergh and him, and so I wanted her to be here. I called her. She said she could pack in 10 or 15 minutes. She did, and she arrived about 10:30 that night. Sometime in the middle of the afternoon, there began a business session, which, in a way, is a combination of a highly hilarious thing. Isn't it odd to think that you have to wonder, you have to set about to planning how you're going to make a living when you've just been elected? When you have just become President of the United States. But that's the way it was. Because we must obviously separate ourselves from KTBC. Say goodbye to a 22-year livelihood and love for a 13-month hitch. For the good and sufficient reason that Lyndon is now in the position of appointing the members of the Federal Communication Commission who have the power to license and regulate radio and TV stations. Abe and Carol Fortas were present. Waddy and Don Thomas had been hastily summoned from Texas. Also a mention of a highly hilarious thing. Isn't it odd to think that you have to wonder, you have to set about to planning how you're going to make a living when you've just been elected. When you have just become President of the United States. But that's the way it was. Because we must obviously separate ourselves from KTBC. Say goodbye to a 22-year livelihood and love for a 13-month hitch, for the good and sufficient reason that Lyndon is now in the position of appointing the members of the Federal Communication Commission who have the power to license and regulate radio and TV stations. Abe and Carol Forrest were present. Waddy and Don Thomas had been hastily summoned from Texas. Also A.W. Walter was there with his files bulging and his head bulging with information that nobody else has. Leonard Marks was there to advise. And part of the time, Lennon was in and out. I think the Busbys and the Valentis were there occasionally, or rather just Jack. The subject was how to put the stock of KTBC in trust, how to simply, quickly, and severely cut off our ties with KTBC until such time as Lyndon emerged from a federal office. It took hours. There were many ramifications, many proposals. I think it finally got set up in pretty clear-cut lines. They also talked of disposing of the Elms as quickly as possible. And finally, late in the day, we had our business wrapped up, rather on the way to being wrapped up in such a state that we can face the future in a completely new way. In the evening, they arrived for dinner. Lyndon, bringing Mary Lasker and Florence Mahoney, Congressman and Mrs. Jack Brooks, Homer Thornberry, the Bill Whites came, the Abe Forrest's stayed. We all sat around and really enjoyed each other. I loved to listen to Abe talk. And of course, from Mary, there's so much I can learn about art. I intend to enlist her help in every way I can. With the few days, or maybe a couple of weeks that remain, before we say goodbye to the Elms, I am well aware, gratefully aware, nostalgically aware of how well it has served us. This lovely house, these bright fires, these good meals, this good talk.